Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Lavera Nache here in the Illinois area, just a Mississippi girl up here, trying to get into stuff that's positive. So what we want to talk about always is real estate. The reason why I speak about real estate is because I feel that I was born to house people that struggle with this. There are so many struggles, and excuse my voice. The rain, I believe, is what got the best of me. But however, we're going to press on. You hear the fan in the back. I'm working from a location that is fairly hot. I'll probably turn it off after a while, but I keep it real, guys. So we want to talk about how real estate and health really kind of demands that you take care of yourself. Now, yes, you can be a billionaire without good health, but we want you to enjoy your wealth with good health. Okay. So what we're going to do is today talk about taking good care of yourself. Now, a lot of us throughout this weather has gotten down, not just physically. In some cases, people are recovering, but mentally, a lot of times people don't discuss the mental health of America or each individual. But we want to take care of ourselves and work towards goals, care for ourselves as far as being successful with our recovery process and strengthening our connections, among other things. So let's get right into it. If you don't know, I do invest in real estate or have partners that I have merged with. And what we do is, if there is a seller, a homeowner that may be selling themselves, they can avoid a lot of closing costs and other fees and costs by selling to us. And what we do is invest. So we take on your property, pay all of your fees, and so all you get is a check. Now, what that check looks like is between you and that person, but just know that it's fair. It's with what the market is offering or what it is right now. You can hold the property and wait, or you can sell it through a realtor or however, or you can sell it yourself, or yeah, there's options. That's all I'm saying. So taking care of yourself. Again, it's good to have good health with good wealth. You don't enjoy much when your health is bad and you have a lot of money, except it could solve it. Okay. So taking care of yourself in this, a good care of yourself in this environment, is a decision that should begin when you want to start the journey to recovery. We did find some tools and aids for this process. Now, identifying those things and developing a plan that will help you be more prepared and empowered to take action when it comes to your recovery. We want you wealthy and healthy. And I will tell anyone, I will be wealthy or die trying. Okay, so I'd rather be wealthy and enjoy it with good health. So working towards your goals, we want people that are recovering. We have some suggestions, and again, these are suggestions, but you can focus on your strength for one. We'll get into that more most likely later if we have time. You can focus on solving problems. You can focus on the future instead of going back and forth with your past hurts or past disappointments. You can also focus on your life instead of your illness. A lot of us have goals and things that we enjoy doing. We should keep that up. So me, I love movies for whatever reason. I love that they can take me away. They can tickle my fancy. I learn new things in some of these movies, whether it's good or bad. I learn things. With that, we want to not so much as give these illnesses 100% of our time. We have lives. We have work. Some of us, we have businesses, we have families, we have places we want to be and people we want to see. So we want to focus on our lives instead of the illness. As you work on recovery, just remember, you might want to write down some of the main goals that you have. These goals can be short-term and easily achievable. Or you can start by identifying bigger long-term goals that you want to work towards. It's helpful to think of small steps that you can take towards over a certain period of time and a certain amount, like a week or a month, you know, just set goals. And remember to celebrate your successes, you know, whether that's a small cake or just calling a Zoom call, group of friends, and saying, hey guys, I did it. You know, it's good to have, again, backup and support. And that's where we get into we'll talk about it later, but having a group of people that provides you strong connection. Achieving goals, even if they're small ones, is a sign of hope and accomplishment. You feel great when you accomplish something, even if it's small. So don't think it has to be a grand idea. It can be something small as, pardon me, I told you I was under the weather. It could be something as small as, you know, you need more water intake. Well, so get you a big container, a tumbler. I have one. It says chili tumbler, but it actually holds hot and cold beverages. And it's a shatterproof straw, condensation free, condensation, BPA and lead free. And if it's cup holders, and again, it has 18 hours of cold drinks with ice, and then it keeps the liquids hot for 10 hours. So that's good. So I don't have to worry about drinking it so fast. It'll still be warm. And that's true. I've had tea in there to say maybe 4 in the afternoon, and I'll wake up 12 at night and still have a warm drink. Not super hot, but it was definitely warm. So good idea. Chili tumbler. So if you know you need more intake and you have achieved carrying this cup around or every night drinking more fluids before bed, like a good hot cup of tea with honey and lemon, or lemon juice or whatever you use, garlic. That's an accomplishment. Let people know, hey, I'm doing more water. You know, that's something that we all need. So anyway, developing these goals for recovery, it can be real slick. It can be a slippery slope sort of. So especially if you're not sure what you want to do or what you want to accomplish. So make sure you consider, again, things that you enjoy, things that bring you happiness, things that keep you motivated. Also think about the things that you want, like where you want to go in life, what you would like to do more of or have more of. Having a deep investment in the goals that you set will increase the chances of completing them. Once you have set the goal for yourself, you need to figure out what things are necessary to accomplish these goals. And that is by having a clear set of goals and how life will be difficult once this goal is achieved. Or will be different, actually. So you want to involve necessary support systems, as I've stated, and resources that can help you through the process if and when you need it. And just keep in mind that you have to stay focused on the goal and not the difficulties, because life happens. You can call it Murphy's Law. By the time you do something good, it might be waiting for you. Never fails. Keep an open mind and know that you may hit again a Murphy's Law slope or something, excuse me, that was a yawn, but along the way. But just remember, recovery is not easy, and being negative and focusing on negative things, it only makes things harder. So just try and stay positive. It helps your health, it helps your immune system when you're positive. And I try and convey that to friends, but it seems that they're stuck on the negative wagon. I don't know. It's like, you know, you survived an ailment or something that killed most people, surgeries and different things like that, and all you can do is complain. You have a second chance of life. Cool out. But, you know, the norm is, but I have a complaint. But I really think that it should have, you know, and I just don't know. And I'm just, it's always like, stop complaining. Please get positive. Life is great. You're here. Celebrate it. Rock it out. Have a good time. Don't bring me no bad news right now. I have my own problems. Thank you so much. So, yeah, you can also create a journal or a scrapbook with pictures or clippings or things like almost a vision board. But keeping a journal or scrapbook, which is like a vision board sort of, I used to do that, but I noticed that someone would pull out pages or the items that I stuck to the book. So I was like, God, I got to keep this stuff in my mind, right? So I did. And not only that, God added more stuff like building development. So I'm going to be working on that. I know all I need to do is talk to some people and get this thing rolling. But yeah, keep the books and maintain your goals or your clippings. This helps you keep track of your goals and remind you of things that you like to accomplish and the things that you still have plans to accomplish. So continue to add new things to it as they come up. again, recovering from an illness or a certain situation is a constant process. And continuing to set goals for yourself for things that you enjoy, that you'd like to do, will keep you motivated to reach and maintain wellness, because those are things that you desire to do naturally. So it's a win-win. Caring for yourself, taking good care of yourself is paramount to the success of your recovery process. So many people in recovery find that their physical, their emotional, and spiritual health are all connected. And I don't know why they don't find that out before then, but yeah, at least they found it out, right? And supporting one supports the other. Taking care of all aspects, I try to tell people that all the time. You are made you are made up of more than just your physical. You have a spiritual and an emotional life, as well as an economical life. And there may be one or two others, like social. But anyway, they all are connected. And supporting one supports the other, as I stated. So taking care of all aspects of you will increase the likelihood that you will stay well. To help support yourself in recovery, you can access 3-minute screenings or tools to monitor your depression, anxiety, bipolar. Geez, that's a lot. I don't want any of that, but bipolar disorder and PTSD. So you can kind of monitor those things if you want. If you know someone or a doctor that can help you with your screening to keep track of recovery, because again, if you are having a major surgery or recovering, you may have down days when you feel sick or sad, and you may have already had pre-existing issues such as depression or PTSD, things of that nature, or just you being ill may have brought on some illnesses such as anxiety, depression, bipolar disorders, or PTSD. So you want to make sure you're having someone to help you screen and mark your progress as you get better. Okay. There are some links that I can give you, but I haven't really checked them out, so just keep it simple. Okay. So strengthening your connections. You want, again, to have an important urgency to make sure that you are incorporating your joy, your spirit, and relaxation in your life, and have as many implications in developing resilience, which is the ability to recover from illness and stay healthy. The 4 C's that you want to enjoy are the 4 C's too. Your joy, your spirit, and relaxation are connect with yourself, connect with others, connect to your community, and create joy and satisfaction. As you use these 4 C's, remember, I can repeat those if you like, just let me know. But you can remember to continue trying to push your comfort levels and do things you may not have done before. Like me, I stopped going to social events years ago. I just did. And I found myself feeling better because possibly the people that I was hanging with did not make me feel very good, did not bring a lot of value to my life. And I probably did myself a great favor just to back that thing up and reassess some things. Slow going, but it's here. Okay. So now that I'm trying to connect back out, I've had several issues to come up physically, spiritually, emotionally, health wise, just stuff. Okay. So joy, spirit, relaxation, connecting with others, yourself, the community, and creating joy and satisfaction. So community, when you've been burned a bit, you don't want to keep looking back, but you know you need to stop and heal. Do that. Maybe reassess if that's what you want to do anymore with that community or with that group or whatever. You have to make your decisions. You can even make amends. That happens. So let's see. Connect with yourself. Now, this is important. Because you need to check in with yourself periodically. If you do not, then you may not realize that things are changing or getting out of control. So many do this. Checking in with yourself allows you the opportunity to evaluate where you are in your recovery. Not only that, but even in scripture, it tells you that if you examine yourself, you know, no one else will have to. So if you're checking yourself, you know, this may be an easier process for you, okay? Because only you really know what you need and how you feel. And you can only be honest with your provider, your doctor, when you're going through things. If you're not honest, then they can't really assist you and you're not really dealing with the real issues. So it's good to be honest. If you changed your eye color, if you had any surgeries, if you dye your hair, all of these things are important. If you wear contacts, if you don't wear contacts, if you alter your body in any kind of way. Normally they just ask those questions. Any major surgeries, they'll ask the length of time sometimes, any children recently that were not quit carried out, whatever, they ask these questions. But it's good to just put it out on the table, because if there is something that you're using, they can check that to see if that's the reason why you're sick. But if you're not honest with them about your hair color or your habits such as sex, sexual partners, things of that nature, your mental health, if you felt like hurting yourself or someone else, all of these things need to be discussed. Sometimes they do ask you that very often, I believe. How do you feel? What brings you in today? A few of the next questions will be, or one of the next questions will be, do you feel like hurting yourself or someone else? And that's good, because we're talking about mental health, okay? So connecting with yourself, it is very important to be honest with your providers, those that are assisting you. I don't care if it's just hair dye, hair color, color contacts. If you stubbed your toe last week, give them all that information. They may not want it, but at least you put it out there. They're recording it. So if anything happens to you, it'll be in their records, right? And your family will be able to deal with it accordingly. So often these things are overlooked because we're embarrassed about maybe our hair color or natural stuff or surgeries that we've had. They need to know all of that. Just say if you had some type of implant or some type of treatment or something, maybe overseas, and somehow you begin to feel sick. And you just say, I don't know, just 3 days ago I felt sick. You never tell them that you had some type of surgery or upgrade or some type of major event. And so they get to try to treat things and figure out what's what on their own. And they might not discover that you had breast augmentations or whatever. Me, myself, I think it's important that, at least for doctors, that they have, I think it's called a universal system for healthcare. Like me, I've hopped so many hospitals, it's ridiculous. I don't know when I had a TB shot last, except this month, but I had one a while ago because of a job. And I can't tell you when that was. I don't know who even did it. Because I've noticed a decline in service for hospitals and clinics and doctors. They're all really nasty and greedy right now. There's some good ones. I would love for you to run into me, so look me up. But it's very important to still describe exactly what's going on with you and be honest, whether you've had several partners if needed, if you are doing drugs, if you've had some major event, like maybe you just got knocked in the head last week and you don't really discuss that, but now you're having back pains and your leg is hurting. And, you know, things are going out and you're blanking out. And they're trying to figure out what's wrong and they're doing CAT scans and things. Then all of a sudden they see there's a blood clot and all that. And then they start asking questions. And you're still not disclosing the fact that you had a run-in with someone that was violent that hit you in the head. And now they're still trying to figure out why you're having these moments, even blackouts and whatever. And you're not telling them. You got into a brawl because you were drunk or someone else was drunk. And you were trying to converse with them, not knowing that they were drunk and you got hit. And you're just not telling them. Even if you don't know what happened, you need to say, hey, I was hit in the hand, you know. Or even just write it down, and when you get to the doctor, you can hand it to them. Think about it. It's good to keep a journal of medical issues that come up or things that happen. A medical journal. So in other words, when you wake up with headaches or you found out that your eye wasn't working one morning or you've been having this or that happened, it's good to keep some type of journal, which I need to start doing because for the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, it's been chaos on wheels. Oh my God. Medical, crazy physical medical stuff. My mental is fine, but it's physical. Oh, Calgon, take me away. However, so you're connecting with yourself. When you talk to your doctors, be honest. And again, if you're checking yourself, No one else will have the opportunity to check you in the inner nerve. You do it. And if you may find something that you need to readjust, just make sure you have the steps of action plan for you, so it's not difficult coping. These are to help you cope because it's planned. If you have had low times in the past, as I stated, depression or whatever, you understand how hard it is, or it can be, to get out of those places. Learning all that you can about your mental health condition will help you and let you know that your hard times are not your fault. And making a list of accomplishments sometimes make you feel good that you've achieved those things, and it's a good resource to turn back to when you're feeling low again. Okay, but talk to a professional if you're feeling depressed for more than 7 days. You do not want that chronic problem because you just figured it's normal. It's not normal to be depressed past a few days, okay? So let's see. Another tool that you can use to help you, again, it's a journal. It's about your experiences. Keeping a journal is a great way to learn about yourself. Being completely honest in your journal is important, as I stated. In your journal, you should also feel free to let your guard down, okay? It will help you discover how you really feel about things and venture stress in a non-threatening manner. Another method of connecting with yourself is to become an advocate and share your story. There's been a lot of research that explores the power of storytelling as a form of therapy, which I'm learning, and I do this a lot. And people are like, you talk too much. Hey, I'm just doing my therapy. Sorry about that. It's kind of bad to dump on others, but you have to get the experience out. So one way is to write. Or to, again, share your story and become an advocate. A lot of people have been through some really hard times, and one positive outcome is to share your story with others, how you came out and what you did to be successful and how you continue to recover or how you have. There's been a lot of research that explores the power of storytelling as a form of therapy. And again, that's why I talk so much. Sharing your experience, your own experience through writing or talking, is an important stage of recovery, just as you are supported by reading the thoughts and experiences of others. You can also be the person that helps lift others, okay? Or another. Connecting with others, to me, I won't say it's a challenge, but you have to be strategic, because spending time with positive, loving people you care about and trust can ease your stress. However, it can also help your mood and improve the way you feel overall. They may be family members, close friends, members of a support group, or a peer counselor at a local drop-in center. Many communities, even with warm lines or hotlines run by people with mental health conditions that you can talk to sometimes and receive peer support. But again, spend time with positive people, because there's enough negative folks that want to be helpful, but they're negative. And sometimes it happens to be your own family. But God bless the world. So there's a bunch of other things that you can do to be more eventful and successful, such as connection happens when you get concrete help, emotional support, perspective, advice, and validation. Now again, concrete help is such as having a friend to pick your kids up from school. Emotional support is like hearing someone say, I'm really sorry you're having such a tough time. Perspective is kind of like being reminded that even the moodiest people grow up. Advice such as suggestion to plan a weekly date with your spouse. Validation, like learning that other folks like reading train schedules too. So in other words, whatever your connections are, someone else is there to kind of support you or help you and validate and advise you and give you perspective and emotional support, such as and also concrete help. Do you have enough support? Now, that's a great question, because I feel that I do not. But speaking like this helps. So ask yourself if you have at least a few friends or family members who you feel comfortable with. No. Give yourself a sense that you could tell them anything. No. Can help you solve problems. Not necessarily. They can help you be valued. No. They can take your concerns seriously. You know, you can't even get two sentences out before they're standing busy. So my point is, you need to connect to your community sometimes. The great way to feel emotionally strong and resilient in times of stress is to feel connected to a broad community. And I think this is why some people go in that other direction. It's because they're so supportive, because they are so alienated, and they have lack of support from a lot of society because, again, originally they were considered being a part of the mentally ill community. So naturally, people already see them as, oh, you're a sick pup. So naturally, they have a lot of feedback and hardship and crazy stuff that goes on, and it's just really hard, and I'm not sure why. I don't know, because if you talk to most of them, I was born this way. No, but that's their prerogative. But it's difficult. And so the community that they've built is dysfunctional and weird, as I think it is. It's supportive. It makes you feel connected to a broad community. And just think about the things that you like to do, basically. You can expand your social network by looking into a community organization that brings people together and share the same interests. Exactly. For example, many communities have local biking, hiking, and walking groups. Is there something you've always wanted to do? Or you wanted to learn something new, like a language? You can take a class, you can join a local group. You can also find support you need through local support groups for specific issues like parenting, dealing with health problems, or caring for a loved one who's ill. So many. And you have to get the right match. And there's more on that. We'll talk about it maybe later. You can make it count while you're there. You want to make a difference. And then you want to find a connection. People that volunteer, or find a volunteer position that's right for you. And connect your volunteer center. Contact your volunteer center to do that. Now, creating joy and satisfaction. Living with a mental health condition, I was thinking more physical, but this is more of health, mental health, which I love talking about. Because again, it's hard to enjoy your wealth when you don't have good health. Now, health is also your mental health. People don't think about that. They think about physical only. If your mind is off balance, everything is pretty much off balance. We can manage. There's a way to manage, but it's taxing emotionally, physically, mentally, okay? So experts have found the perfect way that good feelings can boost your ability to deal with stress, solve problems, think flexibly, and even fight disease. Taking care of your body emotionally. We talked about this before, physically and mentally, through creating joy and satisfaction, is an important part of living with or without mental health conditions. And studies do show that laughing decreases pain. I do it all the time. Positive emotions can decrease stress hormones and build emotional strength. Leisure activities offer a distraction from problems, a sense of competence, and many other benefits. For example, in one study, observing twins, the one who participated in leisure activities was less likely to develop Alzheimer's or dementia than their fellow twin. Okay. Some tips to enjoy life and relax. Okay, you can do something that you love, as I said, something that you enjoyed as a kid. Run through the sprinklers, hang from the monkey bars, and make a mess with your fingers. These are things that we did as kids, right? Do something you've always wanted to do. Make a souffle, build a treehouse, or learn to knit. If you're not sure how, take a class. I look for a local group dedicated to that activity. You can listen or watch comedy. I do it all the time. Do video, podcasts, websites, or get a laugh the old-fashioned way through the comic section of the newspaper. Therapeutic massages. A massage can relieve muscle tension, stimulate the body's natural painkillers, and boost the immune system. It can also help you feel less anxious and more relaxed. A nature break. A blue sky, lush bushes, a scenic lake, walking in, or even just looking at nature calms our nerves and relieves mental fatigue. In one study, workers with views of nature were happier than with their jobs than workers with similar jobs but no nature view. Just a note, I've learned this. It says you can even just look at it. You can walk into nature, walk in, or walking in, or even just looking at it. So